You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles singer Tom Wopat and his latest release, Consider It Swung. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today's show is a fun one for me. We're going to be giving it up for Tom Wopat, who has just released his latest CD, Consider It Swung, through LML Music. For all you guys out there who were kids back in the late 70s and early 80s, you'll remember Tom Wopat in the role of Luke Duke in the successful series The Dukes of Hazzard. But Wopat has carved out a successful Broadway career as well as a recording career that spans over 8 albums, including this latest one. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Tom Wopat regarding his new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From his latest CD, Consider It Swung, here is Tom Wopat with That's Life.
That's life. That's what people say. Up in April, down in May. I know I can change that tune when I'm back on top in June. That's life, funny as it seems. Some people get kicks stomping on dreams, but I ain't gonna let it get me down, 'cause this big old world just keeps spinning round. Been a puppet, pauper, pirate, poet, pawn and king. Up and down, over, out, I know one thing. When I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up, I'm back in the race. That's life, can't deny it. I thought of quitting, but my heart won't buy it. And if I thought it wasn't worth a try, I'd flag down that big bird and fly. Thank you. pauper, pirate, poet, pawn and king. Up and down, over, out, I know one thing. If I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up, I dust myself off, and I'm back in the race. Yes, that's life. You know I can't deny it. It's crossed my mind to quit, but my heart just won't buy it. If I thought it wasn't worth a try, I'd roll myself up in a big ball and die.
From his CD, Consider It Swung, that was Tom Wopat with That's Life. Visit Tom at his official website, www.tomwopat.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Tom regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a great CD that you have out now, and now that all the work that's gone into making it's behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, actually, you know, we kind of actually finished it up a couple of years ago.
Oh.
It's been a long time in getting it into the pipeline and getting a distributor for it and everything. As you know, the business has changed so much in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And fragmented so much. But we're really excited about getting it out in a national release. And it's I like the record a lot. I have my musical director, Ted Firth, who plays on it. He's on the cover, and he's done a bunch of the arrangements of it. He says he thinks this is the thing that sounds, of the three jazz records I've made, he thinks this is the most close to the spirit of the live show. So that's kind of what I was going for. I was kind of going for something that's a little hotter and a little bit more, I don't know, a little aggressive.
Yeah, a little edgier, you mean?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you're saying your previous releases weren't edgy at all, or?
No, I mean, the first one, that I did was Still the Night, and we can get you one of those. That's a thing that I did for Angel back in 2000, and a beautiful record. I mean, it's got strings on it, and it was a Russ Teitelman production. So they spent some money on it, and there were some really lush things, a lot of really fine arrangements. And then in 2005, I did a album of Arlen's. It was his 100th birthday, and we were going on tour to do some shows in honor of his centennial. So that was both of those records are a little more, a little more ballad heavy, a little more introspective.
Nice.
And this one's a little bit more like a saloon band. This has got more of the straight five and six horn things on it, than kind of a small big band, and swings pretty hard.
And produced by David Fink. I mean, describe working with him.
Well, Fink, I've known him for 10 years. He, when I first made that first record for Angel, he came on board and kind of put me together a band for doing live dates. And we've been together ever since. He's probably one of the top two or three bass players here in town, and string bass players. And He knows all the cats, he knows all the musicians, and he really knows how to put together a group. He also has a good eye for putting together songs with arrangers, because we have, I think, maybe three or four different arrangers on this record, and he's the one who matched the songs up with those guys. The John Otto arrangements, I think, really stand out. That's But Not For Me, and You'd Rather Have the Blues. And then there's some arrangements by Rob Mounsey, who did some arrangements for Steely Dan back in the day. And, of course, incidentally, he's going to be the arrangement of Deacon Blues. So it was, and Ted did a bunch of the arrangements as well. So it was a lot of fun, and we had a really good time doing it. There are a couple of arrangements that were kind of halfway by the group, you know. I felt like probably the Billy Joe arrangement is probably as much mine as anything else. So it was really a work that was based around Fink, myself, and Ted Firth primarily. Now Peter Grant played drums on most of the tracks as well. So that's your little core band. And then two trumpets, two saxes, and a trombone. And the best cats in town. So we had a really good time.
Personally speaking, I think the collection of songs on this CD is really inspired. I mean, you know, most cover CDs, you know, well, interpretive CDs, I guess, you know, you expect the same old American songbook, but this is pretty different, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to have a horn band when I was a young man, so that kind of inspired the Chicago tune a little bit, and I've always been a Steely Dan fan, so that was a labor of love. You know, just different stuff. I'm a big Joni fan. I think her song really stands out on this record, a really beautiful little arrangement. And I think a lot of it is, we start working with these musicians, we start hearing how everybody plays what they play. That kind of informs sometimes what we do with songs, too.
I see. And other than Two Gray Rooms, what other songs off this recording stand out for you personally?
Well, I think But Not For Me is really a terrifically hot recording, just in that the way that it builds, especially coming out of the solo to the end of the number, it swings really hard. I think that what we're doing is interesting. I used to have a country band back in the day, about 25 years ago, and that was the song we used to do, and I know Delbert a little bit, so that was an awful lot of fun, that song. One of the coolest things was that when we started the record, first day, first track, first take, was That's Life. And that's what you hear on the record, is what we did that first day, first take. I don't think we replaced anything.
Wow.
So it was basically live.
Visit Tom at his official website, www.tomwopat.com. From his CD Consider It Swung, here is Tom Wopat once again with his rendition of the Bobby Gentry classic, Ode to Billy Joe.
It was the 3rd of June, dusty Delta D. I was out chopping cotton, brother baling hay. Knocked off at lunch, up to the house to eat. Mama hollered at the back door, wipe your feet. She said, I got some news from Choctaw Ridge. They say that Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama when he passed her the Billy Joe, she never had a liquor since. Pass them biscuits, please. Got another 5 acres on the lower 40 I got to plow. Mama shot him a look, said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seemed like nothing ever come to no good on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. said to me, son, where's your appetite? Been cooking all morning, you ain't touched a single bite. A nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, was by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he says he thought he saw a boy who looked a lot like you on Choctaw Ridge. And him and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. It's been a year since we heard the news about Billy Joe. My brother Mary, Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it, died last spring. Now Mama, she don't want to do much of anything. Me, I spend my days picking flowers at Choctaw Ridge and throw them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge. I throw them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado to spare. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer Tom Wopat and his latest release, Consider It Swung. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Tom regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about how music started for you. I mean, I know the acting career somewhat, and Broadway and Dukes of Hazzard, of course. But was music first, or was acting? How did that happen?
Music was first by a long shot. I was a singer when I was a little kid, and I had a really fine voice teacher in public schools in Wisconsin. There was a guy that came to our town from. He was a grad student from Madison. I grew up in a little farming town about 10 miles or 20 miles from Madison. And this guy came, he was from North Carolina originally, but he gave me voice lessons. I started singing, I started getting voice lessons when I was, I don't know, 10, 11, something like that. And studied voice at the University of Wisconsin. I was studying opera during the day, and I had a horn band at night.
Wow.
Yeah, we were playing Tower of Power and DS&D and Pink Floyd and all kinds of stuff. So it was an awful lot of fun. I mean, the music has always been the real true love. The Dukes of Hazzard just was really an anomaly. I had come to New York to do musical theater and actually had been on Broadway already in a show called I Love My Wife,
Oh.
Coleman musical in 78. And I got cast in Dukes in 78, and that was a... an 8-year diversion.
Got you. But a cool one. I had the little toy car when I was a kid. But
and actually, it got me back into recording. Got me into recording. My first recording was a country record with Mike Post. You know who Mike Post is?
No, I don't.
Oh, you ought to Google him.
Okay.
He produced and actually wrote, I think, a bunch of TV theme songs. He was like the king of TV theme songs for years and years.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, Mike Post. And very interesting cat.
Gotcha.
He made some actually decent records, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Put in a link when I get the page up. But let's see. What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, I like, you know, I mean, for me, I think the thing, it's an educational experience for people mostly. If you, like, just drop the needle on a record and ask them who it was, they would have no idea. Most people, 95% of the population, probably 99%. But I like to think that even if they do have an image of me as the Luke Duke guy or a Broadway cat, if they spend, 60 minutes listening to this record, I think that they will have a little different image of me. I think I'm a singer first. I think that it becomes apparent when you listen to this stuff.
I know it's a little too soon to be asking this question, but what sort of project do you see happening for you next in terms of a recording?
We're going to go back in the studio in a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, like I say, we finished this, actually. We mastered it the night that Obama got elected.
Oh, okay.
It was an amazing night.
Yes,
so,
it was.
Anyway, that was an amazing night. And it's been a couple of years since we've been in the studio, so we're ready to go again.
I see.
And it's going to be eclectic. It'll be the same type of thing. There'll be four or five American Songbook tunes, probably four or five pop tunes that we give a jazz treatment, and then hopefully three or four original things, maybe a couple by me and then a couple of other things. There's also, I think, what we're probably planning to do is to do a full-on big band for some of the stuff. You know, 17 horns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ambitious.
Why not?
Visit Tom at his official website, www.tomwopat.com. From his latest release, Consider It Swung, here is Tom Wopat with his rendition of the Joni Mitchell song, Two Gray Rooms.
Tomorrow is Sunday. Now there's only one day left to go. Till you walk by, blow my window. The weekends drive me mad. Holidays are far too sad. 'Cause you don't go, blow my window, and no one knows I'm here. One day I just disappeared, and I took these two gray rooms up here with a view. When you walk by, blow my window. Thank you. Time has been untruthful. Heaven knows I loved you 30 years ago. Hot days, your hair's undone. Rainy days, you run, but then you're gone so fast. Blow my window, and no one knows I'm here. One day I just disappeared, and I took these two gray rooms up here with a view. Only when you walk by, blow my window.
To download this segment of Jazzed in Blue, simply scroll to the bottom of the page and click where it says Download Part 1.